This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to Issues of the Environment. I'm David Fair, and this week we're going to look at the controversial library lot in Ann Arbor. Earlier this month, voters approved Proposal A. The measure preserves the space for use as an urban park and civic center commons. However, as of now, no money has been set aside to create and maintain something like that, and there are questions as to whether much of the property is truly suitable as parkland. So what happens next? Well, our guest this morning is Will Hathaway. Will is one of the leaders for Ann Arbor Central Park Ballot Committee. It led the advocacy for passage of Proposal A. And thank you so much for the time today, Will.
Well, I'm glad to be here with you.
Well, let's start with some of the environmental concerns about development of an urban park and civic center commons. Directly underneath the library lot is the Library Lane underground parking structure. That was constructed specifically with the idea that a building would be built on top of it. The Ann Arbor Downtown Development Authority says it was not created with a park in mind and is not truly suitable for that purpose. What is your assessment of the property?
Well, I would differ a little bit with that characterization. When it was built, the Library Lane parking structure included infrastructure to support future development on top. And what that future development would be was sort of up in the air, you might say. There certainly was an option to create a tall building on top of part of the structure, but that was not the only option available. And in fact, back in 2008, when the DDA was presenting this to the city council at the time, they said that that was just one of several options that a future city council would have as a result of building in flexibility into their design.
One of the things that was not specifically built in mind was drainage purposes, that the property might have to be retrofitted if it was going to support the kind of urban parkland that you've been talking about. So do you have the concerns about drainage and long-term forestry management or greenery that wouldn't typically be grown in such conditions?
Well, if you go to the existing parking structure, on top of it, there are trees and bushes and grass growing. And in fact, there's an irrigation system built into the areas where those plantings are located. So it is possible to have greenery and trees there. And we've always been very careful to say that what we're advocating is an urban park. We're not imagining that somehow this is going to be I like the middle of the diag, where there are tall trees. That's part of the answer to the question. The other thing is that it is possible to, retrofit what's there to support additional landscaping. We're pretty confident of that. But the DDA, the Downtown Development Authority, doesn't really know the answer to that question. In 2013, the DDA director, Susan Polly, stated in a memo on this question that before anyone would know the answer to that question, they'd have to do an engineering study to find out exactly what could or could not be supported by the existing structure and what retrofitting would be needed.
So back in 2014, Ann Arbor City Council then decided to adopt a plan in which it would reserve 12,000 square feet of that property for more open space. In the agreement it reached with Core Spaces, the developer proposing the high-rise building on the property, 12,000 square feet of the property would have been used for a community plaza. So in your future vision for the library lot, how big a park and community commons do you think the property can accommodate beyond that 12,000 feet?
Well, 12,000 square feet isn't really very much space. It sounds like a bigger number than it really is. And it's only 4,000 square feet more than what the DDA had originally designed into their plan for the surface of the lot as a public plaza. So we really got just a small concession from the city when that 2014 resolution was passed. But I'm glad that you brought that up, because I think that 2014 resolution, which was adopted by a majority of city council at the time, contains within it some guidance on how to go forward with the situation that we face now. There's several clauses in there about the activation of the space and what the city and the different commissions that are part of the city are encouraged to do to make that happen. There's also some guidance in that resolution in terms of how to engage the different stakeholders in the block and planning for a more holistic approach to the plan for how to develop that area of the downtown.
This is 89.1 WEMU and Issues of the Environment continues. We're talking with Will Hathaway. Will is the leader of the Ann Arbor Central Park Ballot Committee, which helped propel Proposal A to passage in the recent election in Ann Arbor. So let's talk about, as you just touched upon, where we stand and where we're going. As part of the election process, the gentleman who ultimately won the 5th Ward City Council seat, Ali Ramlawi, had put forth an idea that perhaps we tear down the existing library, build a new one, and then use the spot where the current library is to do a bigger park, urban park in central downtown. What is your assessment of that idea?
Well, I think it's an idea that's worth exploring, and I should pause for a moment to give credit that that idea, I think, may have originated with former Councilman Steve Kunstelman. He brought that up several years ago, but I'm glad Ali raised that issue because it is a way of sort of, stepping back and rethinking, and that's really what I personally hope will come from the passage of Proposal A, that as a community we can all sort of pause, step back, and sort of look at that part of the downtown with fresh eyes and think about what really makes sense in terms of a plan if what our goal is to make a more welcoming downtown for pedestrians. That's really where I think the different visions for the downtown were colliding over the past few years.
These are conversations that could take quite some time to ferret out and figure out where we're going. Then a plan needs to be put in place. Then the money needs to be generated, and then a plan needs to be implemented. What kind of timeline are you looking at for an urban park and community center commons?
Well, I hope we can move forward. You're right. It's going to take some time to do all of the different steps. But I think if we can sort of disentangle ourselves from the prior thinking about it with the idea of selling the space to a private developer and having a tall building there, if we can get away from that and sort of all, join together in this common effort to sort of come up with a new vision for it, I think we can move forward fairly quickly. Our hope is that we can have a new space at least on the way, if not completely created, by the time of Ann Arbor's bicentennial.
2024.
I think that's in, 2024.
Well, that would be moving relatively quickly, and there are still many questions to be answered. First of all, has there been any source that has committed money to the project to this point at all?
Well, over the course of the years when we were advocating for a park, a public open space on that site, we did have some private entities that said, if you get the city to commit to creating a space there, then, I pledge, put forward so much money towards that cause. Back in 2010, there was a fully articulated proposal for the creation of a public park on that site. And at that point, there was $2.5 million offered to create it. So it's not as if people haven't come forward and said that they would support this idea.
Has there been an assessment at all as to how much exactly or ballpark would be needed to bring the vision to completion?
Well, I think there's a lot of factors that we'd have to figure out. There's the engineering study that would have to occur to sort of determine what kind of retrofitting would be necessary if there was to be, certain levels of additional plantings on the site. There's also the question, the proposal that passed included the idea not only of an urban central park, but also the idea of a civic center. So people would have to agree on what a civic center means to them and what kind of civic center they would like to have on that site. And all of these questions would obviously impact what the costs would be.
Well, we have very little time left together, but I do want to point out that there are still issues to be resolved before we can move forward at all. There are a couple of court challenges being considered. The Mayor Christopher Taylor and City Clerk Jackie Beaudry have been sued by two council members alleging the city illegally executed the contract with Core Spaces. Core Spaces has indicated post-election that it's not willing to give up, and it believes it has a contractual right to move forward with its project, and therefore there may be more legal challenges to come down the line. How do you see this playing out over the next year?
Well, I think, you know, a lot people say a lot of things, especially in a, you know, heated aftermath of a very highly contested election. I guess what I would say is this really rests in the hands of the new city council in Ann Arbor, and if Ann Arbor voters wanted to sort of move this along, one thing that they could do is they could communicate with the mayor and the members of city council and tell them that that's what they'd like to see happen, that they'd like to see city council implement Proposal A, and the new charter amendment. And city council could exercise an option in that contract, whether it's valid contract or not. It contains in it an option for either party to walk away. And so the city council could direct the city administrator and the city attorney to communicate that to the developer and just simply say, we're walking away from this agreement.
Will Hathaway, I thank you so much for your time and your perspective. And obviously, this is a project we're going to be following along for the months and years to come.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
That is Will Hathaway, one of the leaders for the Ann Arbor Central Ballot Committee. What happens next with the Ann Arbor Library lot? Well, as we mentioned, we'll be following along and keep you up to date. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and it's heard every Wednesday. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.